This weekend, crypto was absolutely flying. Heck, HBAR even hit 486 million in volume, but that slowly, well, not even slowly, quickly stopped because allegedly someone dumped 24,000 Bitcoin on the open market, which caused the largest liquidation event since December of 2024. Let's go ahead and get into top crypto things that you might have missed. Monday, August 25th, 2025. So unfortunately, when Bitcoin had the flash crash, we got a swing wick low down all the way to about $110,000. Bitcoin is trading above $111,000, just going sideways, and Bitcoin dominance did pop up. Just as long as we stay under 60% Bitcoin dominance, things should be okay. However, there are analysts that think we might go lower in price. But that's okay because Gemini just announced the launch of their XRP credit card. So basically, you sign up for this credit card. When you spend on different things, different tiers, you go ahead and earn XRP and passive rewards. This is super smart marketing idea, by the way. Then over the weekend, it looks like Charles H. from Cardano posted that he had a great conversation with Brad about XRP, Brad Garlinghouse from Ripple, which is great. Also, he announced that Lace Wallet will be supporting XRP soon, which is a win-win for both ecosystems. Charles Hayes from BitMEX is calling for $20,000 Ethereum in the next 3 to 4 years. And as an Ethereum bag holder, you guys know I love that. Bitmain increased its crypto and cash holdings by $2.2 billion to $8.8 billion and got a lot more Ethereum. Again, it's another large Ethereum treasury. And we all know that the Ethereum spot ETFs have been doing incredibly well. However, it looks like Ethereum ETFs see the first weekly outflow in 3 months, which just means people are taking profit. This is not a bearish thing. Grayscale also filed for a spot Avalanche ETF. They recently filed one for XRP as well. And then it looks like Canary filed for a Canary American made crypto ETF. So basically it's going to kind of be a basket. They're going to put a bunch of different cryptos that have been created or investing heavily in America in this ETF, which is great. And it's also going to allow people to get passive rewards. Chainlink announced an epic partnership with SBI Group, which is a massive bank in Japan. And SBI also recently announced partnerships with Ripple and Circle. Sharp Technologies, Inc. announces over $400 million private placement seeking to establish the largest Solana digital asset treasury. IRS crypto boss resigned after 3 months, and it also looks like BlackRock leads tokenized funds with their $2.4 billion Biddle fund.